People that make Instagram accounts for their pets. What do you think about that? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
I mean, if you're getting paid, right? I mean, it's the world of influencers nowadays.
No, you're not getting paid to have an Instagram.
You're crazy if you don't think that there's some people out there with their pets that aren't being compensated for their social media posts. You're nuts.
Yes, but I think a vast majority of people just create Instagram for their pets so they can post pictures of their dogs and cats and pigs all day.
Is it any different than people that are just posting about their kids all day long?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So the whole reason why this... I'm kind of torn on this, to be honest, because... an acquaintance on Facebook, I wouldn't say I know him well, but
okay.
He announced that he and his partner had adopted a dog.
All right.
And the cutest dog.
Okay.
Like, the dog was adorable.
Wicked
don't get
cute.
Me wrong.
Wicked
very
cute.
Very cute. A very wicked cute puppy. But he introduced the puppy, and then he immediately says, follow him on Instagram
right.
at with the tag. And I was like, huh, is that what we do now? It's like a birth announcement. You have to attach an Instagram account to it. Like, what if I announced my baby and I was like, welcome, Dakota Ray. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. at Dakota Ray Zapp. You know?
Well, here's, I mean, I would have, honestly, I don't think that's a terrible idea.
Really?
I mean, don't you have all of Hayden's stuff already taken out? I mean, the first thing that you did when you and I started working together was you bought my webpage.
I do. I like to own everybody's
name. What
is that?
Wait, what?
I buy everybody's
She's like Bon Jovi.
She
just buys up the rights to people's stuff, I guess, you know?
In case we ever get really famous and we need it.
Right.
And then I own jrayraven.com.
No, you want the money.
Well,
that's
one
what
day.
It is.
Well, listen, but don't you think that that's a little bit odd that that's the society that we come in, that that's what you do?
Yeah, but here's the thing. So with the pet Instagram, right? Like, let's say that you really, really, really think this dog is cute, which you just said. It's a very cute puppy or whatever. Maybe you think his kids are ugly, frankly. And you don't want to sort through his pages of ugly kids or different things that he's doing in his life that you really have no interest in on a daily basis. You just want the cute dog pictures, so this is where you go for that.
I don't really want that.
And then you see this dog in adventure scenarios. Yeah, but the day that you do want it, you know exactly where to go to get it.
See, I mean, the exception of, like, if they're my family dogs, like if it's my cousin's dog or something like that, I'm not going to follow. And even
you're
those
not personally
I don't care
invested
about,
in the dog.
I only follow because it's, you know, I want to support my family and I love them.
But
that's really it.
So you're not personally invested in that dog, is
no,
what you're saying.
I say it all the time. I love my dog. And
here's
that's really
the thing. What about other people's babies, right? If it's not their, your family or something like that, you're personally invested in the person, you look at it, you go, oh, that's cute, right?
It's a baby.
But then you keep scrolling. So you don't need a page that's just that baby, do you? So it's kind of the same thing.
But I feel like people don't have just baby tags. It's just for pets.
Oh, no, they would. I mean, some people, their whole page is essentially
it's
their
just
children,
pictures
right?
Of my
obviously.
Baby?
Right.
I wouldn't want to do
that.
Yeah,
and there's kids out there that they've got to handle, right? I mean, there's got to be a Kardashian or something that's already got some sort of Twitter or something like that.
I don't think Stormy is Instagramming photos
I'm thinking one of the. I'm thinking one of those kids, all those handles are already taken
care
of.
Yeah, but
by
I don't
them.
Think they're posting on them. They're thinking just reserving the right to one day post on them.
I think you're probably inaccurate. I think somebody
know.
Is.
Well, we asked on our Facebook page, like, what do you think about people that create Instagram accounts for
right.
their pets?
Mm-hmm.
And overwhelming majority say go for it. Pamela wrote, I'd rather see cute animals than some of the stuff people post. True.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Nia wrote, yes, my cat does have an Instagram account. @candy_crush_44 You can follow her.
I'm guessing that some of these pets have more followers than us too.
I'm gonna actually.
That's
go
the
to,
most depressing
right,
thing
see?
When it's like, oh, it's got 1,200 followers.
Right. 12,000. Oh, wait, look, here's an endorsement for Beggin' Strips.
Exactly.
Right. You know what I mean? They're getting their science diet for free. I mean, it's a pretty good idea. You know the costs that are incurred with the rest of it, right?
Let's see how many followers Candy_underscore.
That's
on,
a man. Smart move to right. put it in the comments right there. Oh, a little slip in, little plug.
Right.
Very nice.
Right. Be smart.
Very savvy.
_. Hold on.
I mean, you're taking a long time.
All right. Hold on. Here we go.
All right.
She has 56 followers. Well, you
56.
Want to know what? Now
okay.
she has 57.
Woo. All right. Good.
Yep.
Good job. See?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an endorsement, though. Once you click like and endorse, then you're on it, you know? So you're good to go.
I mean, this is a cute cat. I don't know if I'd follow it forever and be like, oh.
Well, you just started following it now. If we went back over your list of other things that you're following, I think that cat probably has more merit than somebody else that's on that list, I'm guessing.
Listen, if you want us to follow your cat or dog, just let us know.
Right.
Send us a message on Facebook or DM us on Instagram, and we're going to just follow all the animals we can.
Why not?